Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
To WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us in just 2 minutes is the great Mike Mayock. I won't ask Mike about Willie Lampkin. Is that the agreement I got to make with you guys that I can't ask him about the...
No, you should.
I think it would be interesting from a former exec, like, is this frowned upon?
Yes, what they did, and if he even remembers it, and then him as the player. I don't know if he's going to have any insight on Willie Lampkin. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers Minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. This is something we're actually going to have to discuss after we talk to Mike Mayock.
Okay.
Because the new Twitter question is a woe is me Jack question that we will have to get to afterwards. I don't even want to
get... Just the question.
No. It's woe is me. There's woe.
There's
here.
No woe.
There's woe.
I was driving in thinking about it today.
I didn't even look at it.
Oh, yeah. I don't look at
okay.
it. I want to ask you. Oh, it's sad, Jack. Yeah.
I will say this about Willie Lampkin first.
Yes.
You do realize he's the same height as TK.
No.
TK's not 5'10".
TK's like 5'6".
TK's 5'5".
I thought TK was 5'10".
In what world?
Yeah, I'm 5'11". TK,
I'm not that much taller than TK.
Are you kidding me? I'm like a full...
What is TK, 5'8"?
No, he's like 5'6", 5'7".
He's not 5'6".
He is. TK's a little guy.
You think he's 5'10"?
I thought he played middle linebacker.
Yeah, well, for a 3-win football team.
Yeah. How tall do you think TK is?
I think he's 5'6".
There you go. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Because Elliot's like 5'8", right?
5'8", 5'9".
Yeah.
Perfectly average height.
Yeah. Well, okay. No.
Like, yeah, I mean, TK's shorter than Elliot. And Elliot's a shorter fellow.
Yeah, Elliot's
Have
shorter than me.
Have you seen TK? You can almost stand on TK.
Yeah. It's like, you know how sometimes you're in the kitchen, you'll accidentally step on the dog because you don't see him? That's TK. Joining us now, as he does every Thursday at 4, the great Mike Mayock. You can hear him every week on the Believe in Eagles podcast with Lee Mayock. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing pretty good. How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
We need a football game here, Mike. This bye week, long bye week. It feels like for the Eagles, you know. So we're itching to get some football on Monday. We did have the trade deadline. Tuesday. Eagles got Jalen Phillips. How much of Jalen Phillips have you watched, and are you optimistic about what he can add this year?
I've done a lot of Jalen Phillips over the last several years. Interviewed him when he came out of Miami. Spent some time with the kid, watched a lot of his tape over the years, and what I think he is, we'll talk about injuries in a second, but when he's healthy, he went in the first round for a reason. He's dominant. He's a power outside rusher with enough speed and change of direction to cause all kinds of problems, and what I love about him is he also can kick inside. And he's very effective on centers and guards. So you can kind of envision a NASCAR package when Nolan Smith gets back, with Nolan Smith and Jalik Hunt outside, Jalen Carter inside, along with Jalen Phillips. And that gets me going a little bit. Now, the downside is he was hurt the last 2 years. Both serious, you know, an Achilles and an ACL, I believe. I had a Miami game earlier this year, which meant I did some of their tape, and I thought he was just about all the way back. He was inside, he was outside, he was aggressive, he was physical. They gave up a third-round pick, and they had two. And the third that they gave up, obviously, was their own, which should be at the end of the round. And they were able to keep their pick from the Jets. So, for me, you know, you guys were talking last week or the week before about the what's-his-face in Cleveland. You know,
Myles Garrett.
Yeah,
Myles Garrett. And I told you it was less than 1% of a chance, and you guys were not happy with me.
Nope.
But this is the guy all along I thought they should target, and I think it's a really good move by a general manager that I hear Spike thinks gets too much attention.
No. Oh. Well, I'm glad you're listening to the show. I didn't say he gets too much attention. What I believe happens here, and we do this both ways, is we because he is good at what he does and because we are happy with him, we judge every move he makes as being great simply because he did it. And I don't have any problem with the Jalen Phillips acquisition. My point is when you look at what the moves they made in the offseason, the players they let go, I'm not talking about the big money players, I'm talking about the small money players, and what they are trying to remedy now in the middle of the season, which is difficult in the NFL. I think you could look back at this year and say, this particular year, he did that. It's not a great job this year.
So I had a buddy text me and say, hey, you need to go, you need to Google Spike's rant on Howie.
So oh, no.
Yes. I like this. You're even checking out tape on the show, Mike.
And last thing, Mike, most of my ire is not toward Howie, who I think is great at his job. I'm happy he's the general manager. It is the reaction that the moves get, because I get frustrated that I can't have a normal conversation with Eagles fans about it because they're so – because he did it must be good.
Yeah. He doesn't like when we say it's Howie season and we approve of the moves.
And people dump on Maury.
Take
the Maury thing out of it. Take the Maury thing out of it. All I heard this offseason.
Mike's still there, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking to Mike. All I heard this offseason when I said, hey, who's going to play cornerback two? Everybody's like, we know Kelly Ringo's going to be awesome. And then when we let Josh Sweat go, I said, who's going to put pressure on the quarterback? They're like, it's going to be fine. And then we let Mekhi Becton go, and everybody's like, it's Stellan Yu. And here we are. We can't get pressure on the quarterback. We're going through a turnstile at CB2, and we've had one great rushing game for the best rushing team in the NFL last year. So my position was that all these moves that everybody was telling me that were okay were not okay.
Okay, so let's take this one at a time.
Okay.
All right, so while you're talking to me, you just called him a great GM.
Yes.
In the rant that you had the other day, you called him a good GM.
Interesting.
Which is, in my opinion, highly insulting to the job he's done. All these, quote, off-season mistakes that you just recanted, they don't happen in a vacuum, okay? They happen, especially coming off a season where you won a Super Bowl and you've kicked the can down the road as far as you can with salary cap acquisitions, and you have to shed cap. And while you're doing that, you've got to get under the cap officially by a date certain. You've got to shed the cap, and then you've got to have a 3-year plan going forward for how you're going to sign your valuable guys that are coming up in the next year or two. You've got to have a reserve that you can make acquisitions with during the season. You can't just spend all your cap and say, hey, we're going to spend $20 million on Josh Sweat. We're going to give Mekhi Becton
But I'm going to put that to side and say Isaiah Rodgers at 4 or Azeez Ojulari at 5. Like, and they just gave, they were ready to give Za'Darius Smith $9 million. They gave Brandon Graham $5 million.
Mike, yes. When you're looking at things in hindsight, it's really fun.
But I wasn't saying it in hindsight. See, this is the no. That I respect you a great deal. I said these things were mistakes at the time. I'm not looking back in hindsight. Everything I have to say is on the record. I do 4 hours of radio every single day, and I'm wrong sometimes, and I'm right sometimes, and I have to eat it when I'm wrong.
You're good. I get that. Okay, and you are on record, and I respect that. Isaiah Rodgers, of all that group, was the one I kind of went, I wish they could hold on to somehow. But they had backfilled with other offensive linemen, okay? Becton was looking for a payout, and they weren't willing to pay him what he wanted, and I don't blame them. Josh Sweat was, in their mind, aging guy that's going to get a payout for somebody else. I would, in my opinion, much rather have Jalen Phillips right now, to be honest with you, and see what happens. He's making $13 million, and if he has to be paid more, he's 27 years old, and he has some injury issues 100%, but so does Josh Sweat. He had him coming out of Florida State. He's got him now. So the thing is, you're not privy to all the issues inside that building and all the decisions that have to be made by that guy on a daily basis to keep them financially where they need to be for the next 3 years.
So
you have no idea what the big plan is.
I don't. But here's my question. If he was asked dead set Tuesday, did you attempt to trade for Myles Garrett? Did you trade for Micah Parsons? He did not deny either of those things. So if we agree that there is smoke, at least, and if there is smoke, then there's at least interest. Like, we are continued to be told that he can make anything work under the salary cap if he wants to. In fact, what's the gentleman's name who was on with us?
Jake Rosenberg.
Jake Rosenberg told us the salary cap's not an issue. It's not an issue. Not an issue for the Eagles, never an issue for the Eagles. They can always figure it out. It's a cash issue. It's money. And that's fine if the issue is money. But my only point is, I'm not privy to the inside conversation. And again, this goes to the conversation I have with our listeners every day. Neither are they. My only point is, you can be a great GM. You can be a great player who has a bad year. And you have to be able to acknowledge that when a great player has a bad year, that he had a bad year. It's fine. It doesn't mean he's not a great player. It just means he had a bad year. And I think if you are shopping for a starting cornerback, a starting edge at the trade deadline, when you knew there were issues at the beginning of the season, and I think that's an issue. And I don't think he's had a great season.
And again, I don't think he's had a bad season. I think he's had a great season, to be honest with you. And that's what bothers me, is that when you're coming off kind of a historic run at the Super Bowl last year with talent levels like what they've had, you've got to shed talent. And, yeah, when you're talking about one player in a vacuum, whether it's Micah Parsons or any good GM can make a cap work with his salary cap people over time, if they have the time to work it over that period of time. Okay, we have to absorb this, or the dead cap is this. You can figure it all out, but it's always at the risk of the rest of your roster. You can make one move work. Like, that's not fair to say that. You can make any one move work, but it affects the rest of your roster.
Do you think it's affected their roster, the fact that they were paying Bryce Huff to play for the 49ers this year? Like, do you think that could have affected the move they made at edge?
You could play that game with all 32 NFL teams and look at their dead cap.
I know, but we do a show about the Eagles, so we're talking about the Eagles. And my point was, we don't have to give. We can say that Howie Roseman is doing, on the whole, a very good job without specifically saying that every move was a very good move. That was my point.
Super Bowl. Two of the last 3 years.
Yes.
They've been in the playoffs 7 of the last 8. It bothers the hell out of me that you don't give him the courtesy of understanding that he knows what the hell he's doing. He's probably the best GM in the league. Okay? And his record backs it up. So I guess just to finish this conversation, because we got a Green Bay game to talk about, it bothers me because you're not giving him the benefit of the doubt, and I think he's earned it.
As we end this, I hardly give anybody the benefit of the doubt. I give him the benefit of the doubt in that on the whole, he will end up doing, I believe he will do a good job. I don't think he deserves, I don't think anybody deserves the benefit of the doubt to say this move that you made, even if it made sense to you, ended up not being a good move. Is that fair?
I agree that Becton and Sweat were bad moves. But let it all play out.
Okay. We'll let it all play out.
Becton hardly played. Becton's been hurt most of the year.
Well,
I mean,
they knew Becton would be hurt.
Tonight. Great.
Huh? They knew Becton would be hurt.
Oh, now we're going to play that game.
No, you just said he got hurt. You just said he got hurt.
Let's talk about Green Bay.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, that's a tough game. No, we're good. That's a tough game that Green Bay's coming off of, Mike, against Carolina. This game with the Eagles, long rest. I'm wondering, my big question coming into this game, Mike, can the Eagles build off of what they did those last two games before the bye week? The game against Minnesota looked good, explosive plays through the air, and that game against the Giants, although it was the Giants, at least the running game was rebirthed in that game. So I'm just wondering, can the Eagles, going into this game and really the second half, can they continue that sort of momentum and build off of what they did in the right before the bye week?
Yeah, I think that conversation goes both ways. Like, it's interesting because the people in Green Bay are probably asking the same thing about their own inconsistencies. But obviously, you know, they've lost to Cleveland, and then they lose a home game to Carolina.
Yeah,
when they don't even punt the football, right? And they score 13 points.
Yeah.
So it's hard to not punt and score 13 points, but they figured out how to do it against a very, very average at best team. So you've got a quarterback there in Jordan Love who's I don't even know who he is yet. You know, 23, I thought he was an up-and-coming potential franchise quarterback. Thought he took a step back last year. This year, he's been up and down. He looks great 1 week, and then – you know, he threw an interception last week. I still don't understand why he threw it. It was 1st and 10. He threw it in the middle of three defenders.
Yep.
So at the end of the day, I think they're an inconsistent team, and I think the Eagles have been inconsistent but building in the right direction, which is what you're alluding to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of excited to see on defense what they do with Jalen Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping they continue on the defensive side to figure out who that second corner ultimately is going to be, and how do you package Cooper DeJean with that combination of slots and corners that they have signed.
Yeah.
And on offense, you know, Green Bay is really good against the run. They're 4th or 5th in the league against the run.
Okay.
I think you can get into their secondary a little bit. But I do think it's even more about the Eagles than it is about Green Bay, Ike, if that makes sense. In other words, to your point, continue to develop on the things they've done well, continue to get under center, play action, mm-hmm. get the ball to your wideouts, mm-hmm. but continue to run the football and continue to be aggressive about it. And, you know, I think Petullo versus Halfley, the coordinators, are going to be really, really intriguing to watch in this game.
This NFC, man, it is stacked, Mike, and this second half of the season is going to be awesome to watch how this sort of shapes itself out. These next 2 weeks for the Eagles are huge. Green Bay's coming off that loss. I'm sure they don't want to lose two straight games at home. So this game Monday night, it won't be an easy one. I just can't figure out, you know, sometimes Green Bay look like you can make an argument that they're the best team in football. And then there's times, like you said, the Cleveland game and last week, where, like, where'd the team go that I watched against some of these other teams? So it'd be interesting to see what this is like Monday night.
And it kind of the quarterback and the team reflect each other. I mean, the quarterback, people were talking about MVP a few weeks ago.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And he is really talented. So I think one of the keys to the game is which way is Jordan Love going to go? And Ike, I think you can get him off his spot. I think you can get him moving around and thinking a little bit. He's a good athlete, but he's not a runner. He's not dynamic that way. So I think how they are able to harass the quarterback will be a big story. I think the turnovers are a big story because Philly's only turned it over 3 times. They've turned it over 5. That's 1 and 2 in the league. Mm. Yet last year in the wild card, you know, Philly turned them over 4 times. So I think turnovers are a big deal. I think handling Jordan Love and harassing him is a big deal. And offensively, I think the most important thing for this whole season is to just keep developing on offense, show improvement.
Yep. All right. Anybody got anything else?
All
right. Thank you, Mike.
You good, brother?
What's that?
You good?
I'm great. I'm great.
Yes.
You're contrarian. You like an
I'm not contrarian.
Let's not go backwards.
Okay. We're not going to go backwards. I just want to wrap this up. There are two sides to everything. I can't just come on the air and talk about how good the Eagles are every day.
But they are good, though.
Well, all right.
They're boring.
No. Let me ask it. So, Mike, you said you didn't know what Jordan Love threw a bad interception, right? But you don't know what he was looking at. Right, but you can look at it. Jordan Love, who's a talented player, who's a good player, and you can say that was a mistake. Right?
Are you really going to reach here?
It's not a reach. It's not a reach. You do analysis too. All right.
It's such a far reach.
But it's not.
I got one last question for you. Then
all right,
you got one.
Sure.
So the we would all give anything for the Phillies and a world championship, wouldn't we?
I would love it. Yes.
Oh my God, would we, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yet now we're getting spoiled by another team in this city that's been to two of the last three of them, and you're calling the guy good, not great.
Well, I didn't say good, not great. I mean, that's not
you
what.
Did.
No. There's a hold on. There's a. I didn't come on the air. No. Well, just as a clarification here.
My I wrote it down.
My point was not. I did not come on the air and say Howie Roseman is good, not great. You are picking one word.
You said he was a good GM. I have no problem with him. He's a good GM. Well, thanks. That's awesome. Really appreciate it.
No. What I was doing was couching the fact that I had criticisms of what he did, even though I think he's good at his job.
In the pantheon of GM, rank him 1 out of 32. Where is he?
I have no idea. I would have to sit and take a look.
Oh, he's one.
He's certainly at the top of the league. Yeah. Whether he's 1, 2, or 3, he's certainly at the top of the league. Sure. Andy Reid's a great coach. You know, he's made plenty of mistakes.
We ran him out of Philly.
He's a great coach. He also partially ran himself out of Philly. He did.
That son of a gun can coach.
He can.
And couldn't wait to get him out of town. And I was stunned. But anyway, that's a whole different conversation.
Sure, and we'll talk about it next week.
Mike, you listen. You and Spike have made Thursdays awesome. I can't even wait to get to next Thursday. Yes, just to go back at this thing again, man.
All right, Mike. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate you, brother.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
God, what a segment. What a segment.
Holy cow.
God, I love it.
All I ask.
You did say good, not great.
I didn't use the phrase good, not great.
Yeah, I don't know if you did or
not. No, my clarification there was that I did not come on the air and say Howie is good, not great. He picked one word. I think Howie is an excellent general manager.
There it is.
It absolutely. The point I was trying to make when he said he was, when I said it was a good general manager, is that my point was he's not good at his. I wasn't making the point that he's not good at his job.
Yeah.
That wasn't the point I was making.
You're trying to say every move he makes isn't necessarily a great.
Isn't
move.
Necessarily good. Just like every great player doesn't always have a great game. Mm-hmm. And if the only thing I would request of Mike Mayock is that he listen to the entire segment. If he's going to get a 1 minute clip and criticize me on a 1 minute clip, he should listen to the entire segment. That's my only point.
You want him to watch the tape?
I want to watch the tape.
Yeah.
I want to grind the tape.
He's a tapesman.
You know?
Do I?
I
don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Although I do know what it is, but I don't know what it is. You and our experts, man.
Yeah.
I got to him.
No, I know.
Yeah, I got to him.
You and our experts, man.
Well, me and Baldy are in a good place, I think.
Yeah.
Donovan. Yeah. Donovan thinks I'm Jack.
Well, yeah, we got to clear that up next week.
Who else? Sheil and I were good.
No, Sheil's fine.
Yeah, Sheil's fine.
Yeah, he's just Sheil, you know? It's the others.
Wow. He couldn't wait.
He was, dude.
Couldn't ask about Willie Lampkin. I want to ask him about Willie Lampkin. Bring him back on.
That was much more entertaining than Willie Lampkin.
Well, you never know.
For as interested as I am in Willie Lampkin.
Yes.
You know how our next question today is, what are you oddly obsessed with? For Mayock, it is me.
Yeah. Can't figure you out.
He can.
Yeah. Well, and obviously being in that position.
Yes. He's extra sensitive.
He has respect for the position. And
It is the same. You remark sometimes how I get defensive about Giglio and Elliott sometimes when people come after them.
Yep.
And I think sometimes it's because I understand what position that they are in.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, Mayock understands what position that Howie Roseman is in.
And listen, he looks at Howie's track record and he's
sure.
like, hey, man, yeah, he's doing a lot better than a lot of GMs.
Got that worm in there, you know? I love Mayock.
I love that he said, yeah, he did. I wrote it down.
Yeah. I love that people are texting him that he's got to listen to something.
Yeah.
Do we think it was Howie that sent him the rant?
Ooh, I like that idea. I like that idea. Check him on Thursday, Mike.
Yeah, we should bring the lie detector and find out who sent him the rant.
That is awesome.
All right, 215.
I admit, I was...
That might be a replay tomorrow.
I was a little nervous.
Yeah, they were hanging on by a thread.
Yeah, I was a little nervous there. I thought the ice was going to break.
I might replay that on Fritz at 6.
Yeah. You're not allowed to replay anything in Fritz at 6. You only have 1 hour.
Well, it's an hour and a half.
Okay.
And as you can tell, I'm battling back here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that. Excuse me, next.
Oh, here we go. You didn't have pistachio.
I haven't. I'm all choked up because of Mayock. Yeah.
Because Mike attacked you.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.